What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Okay, hello. Welcome back to our show. I'm sorry I was distracted for a moment there. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And let's see. We were talking about the post office, and as of Monday, the postal rates have gone up, but the delivery is slowing down. They're trying to optimize and make more efficient the operation there. But, you know, you've got people who rely on the USPS for delivery of medication, and that can be a bit of a problem. So anyway, we have some calls on the line here, and let's see. This is Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Remember what Christmas was like? You could go to the mall. You could even get a winter job during Christmas time.
Yes, I remember that. I even played Santa Claus once.
You did? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. I was in junior college at the time.
And the carolers and everyone's profits went up, and you had a carload of presents when you left, and a big pile of presents under the tree for the kids. They're taking everything away, aren't they? Yeah. Hey, I missed the first 15 minutes. Did you cover that judgment out there in California for that guy who operated an elevator for Tesla?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't cover it, but I definitely read about that. And I'm a little, suspicious of that story. I mean, everyone's jumping on the I've been racially abused, please give me money bandwagon.
A San Francisco federal court decided Monday that Tesla must pay a former worker, Owen Diaz, about $137 million after he endured, quote, a hostile work environment and racist abuse working there as an elevator operator.
Okay.
Now, I first of all, this is California, so I don't see people working at Tesla, you know, that's a high-tech, you know, calling them the N-word and hurry up, boy, and get me some off. You know, I don't see that. I think it's all made up. He saw a swastika to himself.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You remember when Elon Musk tweeted something about Jews running the media?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you can trace this all the way back to that.
Could very well be. I know when Dolly Parton came on out and said that Jews were in control of Hollywood, that was basically the end of her film career.
Yeah. Hey, here's a diagnosis I'm sure you won't hear about again. Germophobia, also sometimes spelled germophobia, is a fear of germs. In this case, germs refers broadly to any microorganism that causes.
Yes.
Yeah, and hypochondria, you know?
Yeah.
I think all that's going out the window, too. But there's a person I know in my workplace that washes hands about four times an hour.
That's definitely excessive here. And I know what hypochondriacs can be like because my paternal grandfather was a hypochondriac, and we used to dread getting Reader's Digest every month because they had these articles, I am Joe's lungs, I am Joe's knees, I am Joe's whatever. And whatever Joe had that month, my grandfather was convinced he had that as well. And then they had the issue that had I'm Jane's ovaries, and that was a really weird month to deal with. So anyway.
Yeah, this has been induced into the population. I'm sure there's probably millions of people to some form or fashion who have been rendered paranoid out of an unreasonable fear of an illness that's actually not, you know.
Well, they're certainly doing it now with COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There should be some lawsuits there, I think. It's Pfizer, Moderna, the federal government. Sure would like to see some lawsuits in that direction.
Yeah, well, you know, all we can do to defeat that is to keep getting the truth out there. You know, I mean, COVID has killed fewer children than car accidents in this country. I mean, that's the to put that in perspective.
Yeah. All righty, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, and we're going to switch over to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Have you heard anything about martial law being declared up there?
Yeah, I saw a post about that, but I'm kind of taking it with a grain of salt. I mean, I don't know how something that would get leaked. But hey, we could be the next Australia.
Yes.
Because we are under the thumb of Her Majesty. I wanted to see if you've got the Google in front of you or DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
Can you check to see if Netflix has a show called The Bleeding Edge? Because I just watched this on Netflix Canada, so just wondering if your viewers in the U.S. have. It's called The Bleeding Edge in Netflix.
Yeah.
So anyways, I watched this. I can't believe they put this out there. It was made in 2017, and it's an expose documentary about something that's even bigger than Big Pharma, and it's owned by Johnson & Johnson and Bayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the medical devices industry.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of whistleblowers and basically some normal people who became advocates for, exposing all these adverse reactions that they've had from medical devices, ranging from a birth control implant device, that's like a little coil that goes in the fallopian tubes.
Yeah, those can puncture the wall there and lead to peritonitis.
Yeah, and thousands of occasions. And another one was it's artificial knees and shoulders. They were using cobalt, and they still do. And this cobalt was leaching into people's bodies and causing paralysis and Alzheimer's type symptoms. You name it. So anyways, the FDA just shows us a revolving door of the FDA. Someone will work for the FDA one day and then get a sweet job with Johnson & Johnson or Bayer next, and then go back so they can learn all the secrets. They even exposed the fact that the FDA put spy software on some of their employees who were blowing the whistle, something that actually took screenshots every 2 seconds for any kind of internal emails and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yesterday you were mentioning how the medical industrial complex is just as bad as the military industrial complex,
mm-hmm.
and they basically... like they'll start a war, or in this case, they'll get people sick, and they're customers for life. If you've got a bad hip, artificial hip, and the thing starts disintegrating, they showed inside what happened to this guy's hip when they took it apart, and they looked inside, and all this cobalt was leaching into his tissue.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had to be on all kinds of different medications after that. So it's good for business.
It is. A patient cured is a customer lost.
Exactly. So I suggest if any of your Rivera Rangers or anyone just listening, you got to watch this called The Bleeding Edge. They also mentioned the fact that they have a VAERS-type system for medical devices, and it's called,
mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it, but it's an adverse event reporting. And then one of the doctors said that came out and said only 2-3% of the actual events ever get reported, just like VAERS.
Yeah.
So this is a must-watch. I think maybe even, you and Claire might want to watch it. It's really an eye-opener. I was on the edge of my seat thinking anyone that's paying attention to what's going on right now with COVID needs to watch this to see how bad the CDC and the FDA and the NIH are all in on this whole game. And,
yeah, it's all about the Benjamins.
It's all about the Benjamins. Exactly. All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Did we lose Joe? We lost Joe. Okay, the lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the economy, and everyone's talking about taxes and who's paying them and who isn't, federal corporate income tax has dropped to next to nothing. Back in 1950, the corporate tax rate was 50%. Today, it is just 13%. Getting on to immigration, we've been talking about Kyrsten Sinema. And she was harassed in a restroom, and then she was harassed again at Reagan International Airport when she got back to Washington, D.C. Now, it turns out that this far-left entity, Lucha, L-U-C-H-A, was behind the attack of Sinema at ASU. Lucha is backed by George Soros, so he's pulling the strings on a lot of this stuff. And again, remember in Arizona, videotaping somebody in the bathroom is a felony, and you can get 2 years for that here. Getting into guns and gun rights, anti-gun ATF nominee, not confirmed, Chipman, is not going quietly into private life there. He's out there screaming that, you know, also he's trying to basically pass the blame around for his failure to be confirmed. And his behavior actually indicates he doesn't really have the temperament to head a federal agency. And he's probably going to go back to, a gun grabber group to try and disarm us all and end the Second Amendment here. Meanwhile, there is up in New York, there was an anti-gun mayor who was caught basically with an illegal gun. He had a felony charge against him, and he managed to plea his way out of it. He's not he's avoiding the felony charge, and he's avoiding prison, and it's a reminder that the law is definitely not equal. Okay, it looks like Joe in Nome is back. So, Joe, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Volcanoes. But, yeah, first, I heard that Antarctica is having the coldest winter on record, or at least for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And Russian authorities are saying this year's Siberian winter is going to be a record setter.
Yeah. Anyway, with the volcanoes, yeah, we had three of them going off here on the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And Kilauea is kicking up again.
Yes, it is.
And East Africa, they've discovered, and well, they've been studying it for a while, and they finally put out some reports. It's the largest known underwater volcano that appeared out of nowhere, apparently.
Okay.
And yeah, you got to add all that CO2 and well, you mentioned the coral reefs are regenerating there down in the Barrier Reef.
Yes.
That's a seasonal thing. I mean, I'm sure that there's some bad seasons for the coral, but they always come back in as gangbusters
yes.
Quick enough.
Yes, they do.
Have you reported on this AUKUS treaty?
Yeah, we have, and the repercussions, France is still very upset about that. China is viewing this treaty as a direct threat to their activities in the, in their part of the Pacific Ocean.
Well, yeah, it's definitely centered at that. And France was, New Zealand's in a pickle there also because they're totally non-nuclear. And,
yes.
But they were wondering why they were left out of that little treaty there. So apparently they're siding with France. And by the way, France, Italy, and I forget who else, but there's a big war game going on. They're against Turkey over gas supplies. There
yes.
Territorial waters. But, yeah. Okay, last item.
Okay.
The science has pretty come out now that there was a massive meteor strike on Sodom. And it apparently killed everything around there for 1,000 years. The evidence is there for the seeing.
Reported on this just yesterday.
So the world is definitely getting more Velikovskian, in my opinion.
That's an interesting way to put it. Well, the planet is definitely getting its rocks off. I mean, Cumbre Vieja is still erupting mightily. It's been going steadily for 2 weeks. They're talking about just evacuating the entire island now.
They still got 18,000 to go or something like that.
Yeah.
maybe they'll do another boat lift or something because they might not be able to fly, you know.
Yeah, that's right. With that much material in the air, the volcanic ash, you can't fly jets in. You can't fly any aircraft in there because the ash is actually fine particles of glass, and it'll basically melt and start coating very important parts of the engines.
Speaking of getting my rocks off, I got a bolide. I think it's from Mars, but it's chondrite, and it might contain life. Wherever it's from.
Yeah, that's good for you. I don't think the chondrites originate on Mars. I mean, now that we've had spacecraft on the surface of Mars analyzing the material, we're able to identify Martian meteorites that fall here to Earth, but they're not chondrites. They're basically stony meteors.
Well, a chondrite is a stony meteor. It's not a metallic.
Well, it's a separate class, a carbonaceous chondrites. But you're right. Chondrites are where most of the microfossils of microbial life have been found.
I visited the Geology Museum at University of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I was amazed. As soon as you step in the first set of doors, there's a big glass case full of chondritic meteorites, and it looked exactly like what I got. My brother found it on the west side of Cook Inlet on the beach when he was over there fishing. Anyway, I got to get back to Homer to locate it. it might be in my safe. I don't know.
Yeah, if it's large enough, I mean, that would be worth a big chunk of change.
Oh, no, it's just like a small hamburger.
That's pretty good sized. That's a pretty good sized meteor, and you know, carbonaceous chondrites are rare, and so they have a higher value than other meteorites. You know, you can't find them with magnets and metal detectors like you can the siderites.
That's true. Yeah, good point. All right. Did you ever see the happy ending with Iron Sky?
Oh yes, I loved that. Wait a minute, Iron Sky? No, I was thinking October Sky.
The Nazis on the moon.
Did see that the other day, and I just I was like, this is really ridiculous, you know, the Nazis on the moon.
Well, but that gives you an idea what Sarah Palin presidency would look like.
Yeah, I imagine so.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, thank you. And we do have other callers on the line, but we're almost at a commercial break. So really quick, recent spike in firearms and ammunition sales appears to be slowing down, and ammunition and gun stores are finally getting inventory back in stock. So that's good news for people who have not been able to find ammunition. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
¿Qué pasó, mi amigo?
I'm sorry. Come again.
¿Qué pasó, mi amigo?
Oh, muy bien. Gracias. Took me a little while to change gears here.
What's happening? Hey, there are Nazis everywhere.
Yeah.
As our last caller pointed out.
You know, how did Hitler tie his shoes?
I don't know.
Mit little Nazis.
Hey, have you watched the La Palma live coverage?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know.
I just got turned on to it a couple days ago. It's pretty crazy.
It definitely is, and, you know, of course, the big worry is that western flank of the volcano, which is already loose. Now, maybe it's being welded back into place by all the new lava, but if that were to slip off, and it has slid down partway on the mountain, but if that were to plop into the Atlantic, there would be a tsunami that would wipe out the east coast of both Americas, and... I'm personally willing to live without Washington, D.C., but the rest of the destruction would definitely be terrible.
Amen. Hey, as far as, did you ever see Where's My Roy Cohn, the movie?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think about it?
I thought it was really very good, and I think it was James Wood who played Cohn and did a really good job of it, too.
Well, I vaguely remember Roy Cohn at the Watergate hearing, and evidently he was a homosexual.
Yeah.
And blackmailed her and was Trump's mentor. I don't know if they portrayed that in the movie, but that's like in the book.
Trump was not in the movie, but they did allude to his gay lifestyle, and they portrayed him as basically a crooked lawyer.
Well, I'm remembering a picture I saw of a young Donald Trump who was dressed up in a Roman centurion outfit.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably in his 20s with makeup. And it's out there somewhere. I've seen it. So, anyway, Roy Cohn is...
Sounds to me like they just met at a party. That doesn't necessarily mean that they were working together here. I'm looking at an image search, and there are a lot of photos of Trump with Cohn.
Yeah. Well, definitely
Cohn
mentor,
had a lot of
anyway,
influence. He was an insider.
I know. That's all I got, bro. Love you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to go to Paul in South Dakota. And, Paul, I'm probably going to take you through the commercial break.
In Washington, I think you got the wrong caller.
Okay. All right. Well, let's stay with Dan in Washington for time being, and we'll get back to Paul afterwards. Dan, what's on your mind?
Of course, the last caller, that's where the term Finkelstein came from, because it wasn't just Roy Cohn, but Arthur Finkelstein, working with Nixon and Reagan and Trump, pretty much created the modern so-called conservative movement, but he was basically a homosexual Jewish guy as well. But it's kind of funny to think that the Reagan Revolution and all that, and Nixon was a Christian coalition, was all engineered by a Jewish gay guy. But,
politics is a dirty business.
Yeah. Last week I called Miles from Maine. It was a good call. I called kind of defending Cloward and Piven. As far as destroying the family and all that, as far as funding Gloria Steinem, NPR, the school system, that was more the fascist elite we have, people like Rockefeller. You know, mm-hmm. When you're watching NPR, yeah, you know, like your intro song, the Rockefeller, that guy has had so much to do with all this stuff, the feminist movement, the open borders, the New World Order kind of agenda. It's basically the richest people in the country doing it. Cloward and Piven were more just kind of homeless activists. But it's important to note, though, because you said fascism versus socialism. And it goes back to Huey Long. I think Huey Long, was, if he would have been elected, this country would be totally different, because there's certain things like oil, where if you nationalize it or socialize it, like a lot of, you know, they said socialism doesn't work. It's like, well, look at Norway, look at these countries that
have
nationalized
it can be
their
made
oil.
To work as long as you have honest leaders, which we do not in this country. Anyway, Dan, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Dan in Washington State, so, take it away.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of rambling today, but it's important to look into Huey Long and the Rockefeller that, what America, in a way, America was lost because they allowed all the oil wealth, instead of that being shared with the people, they allowed it to be totally monopolized by a few people like Rockefeller.
Yes.
And in return, that created a fascist system. But they still lied about it, and so America's had a fascist system for about 100 years. Like, fascism in Germany or Italy was actually more honest, and they were actually doing good things for the people, and they were up front. But here, it's all behind the, it's all secret, it's all lies,
mm-hmm.
and Rockefeller, and all the damage that's allowed to happen. I think when there's so much wealth in some, it should be treated as a public utility, especially something like
oil. Yeah, I agree. That's one of the reasons that the oil companies hated Argentina and Hugo Chavez, because their oil industry was nationalized and the people shared in the wealth from that oil. But again, look what Nestle is doing to water in this country. It's all being privatized. And, you know, the aquifers extend underneath, you know, other people's property. But Nestle just sucks it all out for just a few dollars for 1,000 gallons, and they put it in a bottle and sell it back to us for $2.
Yeah, and that's a crime, and that's really a threat to national. It's a threat to your system of government totally to have let them do that. And I think that's actually Jonathan Greenblatt ran Nestle up in California, and now he's running the ADL. But so, don't say anything about it; you'll be anti-Semitic. But it's a crime, and they did that in Iran too. And you look at a country like Libya; he's sharing oil money. Even kingdoms like Saudi Arabia, they're sharing the wealth of the oil. Norway. America's one of the few countries that don't, really. I mean, they might tax it, but we've just allowed these guys to get so wealthy that they
are. Well, it's a little different up in Alaska. Up in Alaska, the oil wells are privately owned, but they are, in fact, taxed to redistribute some of that wealth to the Alaska citizens.
Yeah, and that was kind of Huey's long plan. His plan was basically to let them be privately owned, the drillers and stuff, but then just take the most of anything over $1 million and just distribute it to the people. And Alaska, that's great, you know, good for them. So I don't know. No, that's all I was saying. It's this whole Rockefeller New World Order thing that is probably the biggest threat. It's already taken over our government, you know, versus. And it's important to look at Huey Long, and he got assassinated, too.
Yes.
You know? They don't talk about that much in history.
They don't.
All right, thank you. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, and we're going to go to Paul in South Dakota. Paul, thank you very much for waiting patiently, and what's on your mind today?
Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I was watching the news today about the Facebook whistleblower, and then I heard that Blumenthal said that this is big tech's big tobacco moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought occurred to me, it's maybe a conspiracy theory, but maybe not, that maybe this lady was offered up by Zuckerberg, and she's running on marching orders because as soon as they talked about, you know, what Facebook had been doing, they brought up the idea of regulations. And
yes.
I'm pretty sure that big tech's biggest fear is the antitrust laws. So there may be, I don't know what your opinion on this, that maybe they offered this up to try and get push for regulation rather than antitrust, because being a $950 billion a year company, Facebook would have no problem owning all the regulators on the regulation board. And that maybe they
were being proactive. Yeah, that's a valid point.
Maybe they were being proactive in the deal by bringing her forward. Push for regulation. And as far as the whole blackout yesterday, who knows, you know, it'd be like, you know, a drug dealer cutting a junkie off from his fix, you know, let's yank the drugs from the addicts for a day, to let them see what they'd be missing if they bust us up, and then maybe they'll just go for regulation. That's kind of out there, but
well,
you never know.
It's a little out there because this whistleblower is not saying regulation. That's coming from other members of Congress, and that would be quite unpredictable to Facebook. You know, they are talking about, you know, breaking up Facebook and letting Instagram and WhatsApp and Messenger go back to being separate entities.
Yeah, I've seen that Cortez brought it up today, which kind of surprised me. Man, I just thought they would have... Maybe. I thought maybe that, you know, antitrust would be not an option on the board, that they'd go for regulation first because they could maybe have better control of that. Because when Blumenthal said that, you know, it was big tobacco moments, so that was a red flag for me because, you know, I don't trust the government much. But
well, I don't either. And, you know, I would definitely prefer breaking these large companies up and encouraging competition. When they talk about regulation, they're talking about wanting to regulate all social media everywhere to control what they call misinformation and hate speech. And so they're basically codifying the covert censorship and making it overt.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, and I agree. Yeah, so then they can control, like they said, the alternative media too, or anything that any other platform that comes online. So,
yes.
Yeah, I understand totally. It's tricky times we're living in. Thank you, Mike. Been a longtime listener, and keep up the good work.
I will, just as long as I can. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Down in Austin, Texas, the police department is no longer responding to 911 calls for attempted theft of property, burglary of residence, vehicle, or business, or theft or suspicious person. And, you know, the criminals are winning. The criminals are winning the battle for the streets of America. And starting last Friday, the Austin Police Department are asking people to use 311 instead of 911 to report crimes that are no longer in process, where the suspect is no longer on the scene and there's no immediate threat to life or property. So, yeah, the criminals are definitely winning. So, yes, let's go on defunding the police here and see what's going to happen. Well, everywhere they've defunded the police, crime has gone right through the roof. And, of course, you didn't need to have a crystal ball to see that that was going to be happening. Now, interestingly enough, the FBI has admitted they are not tracking the violence of Antifa. Now, during the spring and summer of last year, the radical left rioted in multiple cities across the country, and a lot of people said it looks like they're being allowed to do that, and yeah, it does seem that that was the case. And the FBI is saying, no, they're not tracking the violence of these radical left groups here. They're certainly keeping an eye on conservatives, though, here. All righty. There was a very interesting, thoughtful article. This came on out of UNS.com, basically saying that Antifa has an historical precedent in Jacobinism. And, you know, in the early French Revolution, the Jacobins briefly held power, and they imposed a regime of crazed ruthlessness and radicalism before being overthrown by the moderate Thermidorian reaction. Now, that was named for the month of Thermidor because one of the things the Jacobins had done was change the calendar as part of their agenda to destroy traditional society and culture. Boy, does that sound familiar now. So, you know, tear down the statues, blow up Mount Rushmore, and have softcore porn in our schools here. Say again? Okay. Who's the first caller? Okay, well, let's go to... Oh, no, the chat is working. I just hadn't scrolled down. All right, so let's go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the Jacobins. Antifa really definitely is a Jacobin outfit, and I'm sure that there's more than a Robespierre or two in their midst. If you give them control, you'll find that there'd be a reign of terror across this country, unlike you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing is that, of course, we live in far south Austin. My wife and I installed a Simply Safe alarm system in the house.
Good.
It works well, and the police have responded to it recently, but I'm not surprised that they're not going to respond any further, because we've been notified before that they're just overwhelmed. And so,
yeah.
I'm armed and dangerous, and I can blow anybody away who gets into my house, and I might do it if I feel life is really threatened. But what I'm going to use instead of a 9mm or a 45 is something called a Berna, which is a CO2 powered gun that fires a pepper and CS round. It'll drop you in your track. It won't kill you, but it'll make you wish you were dead. It's gas.
Yes.
Okay, about Huey Long, your caller from Washington, I think, knows really nothing about Huey Long. Having grown up in Louisiana, I'm very familiar with that guy. I admire him on the one hand, and on the other hand, I despise him. And I think before he idolizes Huey Long any further, he needs to read a book called Louisiana Hayride. It was written in 1940, and it was written by a journalist who worked with the Times-Picayune. And the subtitle of the book is America's Rehearsal for Dictatorship. Long was an interesting fellow. He did mm-hmm. He did interesting things, but he was a tyrant. He attempted to suspend the Constitution in Louisiana, and it went so far as to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court had to strike him down. About oil companies, Long actually made himself very wealthy, or his family very wealthy, by using the oil companies transfer leases to himself. And yes. So this is mostly in northern Louisiana. And so the Long Company for many decades has been a very wealthy family, largely because Huey Long coerced oil companies, the Standard Oil Company in particular, transfer leases under the table to himself and to other members of his family. That has made them very financially secure over many decades. Mm-hmm. This was a family that was from North Louisiana, and they were dirt poor. They were dirt farmers. They had really nothing to speak of. Huey earned a law license from working through Tulane University. He had a brother who was a lawyer as well. But the family itself was just dirt poor. But he was a brilliant politician, a brilliant manipulator, and mm-hmm. he knew how to attack this issue. And he was there at the right place at the right time. And while he himself did not turn out to be a very wealthy man, he was compared with his cohorts at the time. But his family became fabulously wealthy through his machinations with the oil company to make themselves wealthy as a result of transferring leases on big oil properties in the state. Long is an example of somebody who you have to read between the lines to understand what he's really saying and what he really wanted to do. He did very good things for Louisiana, but on the other hand, there was a price to be paid for that. And if you really want to understand that price to be paid, you need to go back into that book, Louisiana Hayride, America's Rehearsal for Dictatorship, to understand the downside of governance under someone like Huey Long. So, I like Long on the one hand. On the other hand, I hate him because okay. I've seen both sides of it. I grew up in a parish in Louisiana that was a staunch anti-Long parish.
Mm-hmm.
He was so vindictive that I grew up in St. Landry Parish, Louisiana. He was so vindictive that he attempted to take St. Landry Parish and divide it up into two or three other parishes in order to dilute the political opposition in the parish so that he could get what he wanted in the legislature. In fact, the son-in-law of the judge, the man who was alleged to have shot Huey Long, Dr. Austin Weiss, who really did not shoot Huey Long. We know that now. But his father-in-law, who was a judge, Judge Pavi from St. Landry Parish, was targeted by Long to be gerrymandered out of his seat as a judge because of his anti-Long position. Mm-hmm. And he was from St. Landry Parish. And this was a standard tactic that Long used. He was a brilliant politician, but he was absolutely vindictive. Dr. Weiss, a young eye surgeon out of Baton Rouge, is alleged to have shot Long because he was upset that his father-in-law was going to be gerrymandered out of his position. But there's no reason in the world that Judge Weiss, an up-and-coming and a very popular, very very young, well-known eye surgeon in Baton Rouge, would have done that. It's a long story, and if you ever have time one day, I'll walk you through the whole thing. But Long is a complicated character, one of the more complicated characters in Louisiana and in national politics. Roosevelt was scared to death of him.
Yes.
And he was probably Roosevelt, who could not walk, probably got out of his wheelchair and danced around the White House in September 1935 when Long was went along died.
It's a miracle. Yes.
I can walk. I can walk. Anyway, thanks for taking the call, Mike. Bye.
All right, you've got it, and we've got another caller waiting on the line, but we're almost at a commercial break, so I'm going to sneak some news in here a little bit. We have been talking about how the National School Boards Association is out there saying that disgruntled parents who are opposed to critical race theory and mask mandates and the teaching of sexually complex and advanced objects in the schools are domestic terrorists. And the Attorney General has instructed the FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory and COVID mandates. We got to take a break for commercial. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Jack in Massachusetts. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the Elizabeth Holmes trial and the CEO of Theranos. Are you familiar
yes.
with that?
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I, for some reason, I I just came in contact with it and then just kind of been following it. When it was the company before all the breakup and everything. But so I kind of wanted to kick the ball around that I just found the it kind of suspicious to me coming down so heavy-handedly on her and the company. And for the listeners that are out there that don't know what we're talking about, Theranos was developing a home device you'd had in your home that would do blood analysis.
Yes.
Which, when you stop and think about it, I think that is what a great concept. You know,
well, that's
I mean,
what they were claiming, but they were faking the results of the demonstrations that they made.
Oh, great. Okay, they were faking the results. I feel that she just got ahead of herself from the technology. But let's just separate what Theranos was about to the idea of having a device in your home where you could draw your own blood, insert a card, and have analysis of your blood state on all kinds of conditions. I mean,
yes.
Her problem, I felt, because I was watching it at the time, the technology, she was saying, well, with one drop of blood, we can tell everything about you. But frankly, you know, when you go and have your blood drawn, they draw a vial of blood.
They draw a lot. And, I'm very familiar with that process because of my hospitalization last year.
Right. And I think that I just think that I think the idea is fantastic. Okay, number one, to be able to have a home device where you want to check your levels of whatever, potassium, whatever kind of, you know, cholesterols or whatever, instead of having to go to a doctor and get an appointment, get a referral, So I just think that the, to me, they're really coming down on Theranos through Elizabeth Holmes, that was the CEO. Granted, she was a little headstrong. But they don't want medical. They want to keep their grips on medical technology.
Well, I don't think that's accurate. I mean, you've got home colon testing kits now. I've been seeing a commercial. I forget the name of the product, but it's a general checkup that you get in your home. And I don't know whether it's blood or spit or something else that you put in there. Then you mail it back in and you get your results. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is she cheated her investors. She was bad for the money, and that was kind of where that went.
Right.
Anyway, Jack, I need to let you go. We're pretty much at the end of the program right now. A reminder that I'm going to be gone for the rest of this week, and we're still struggling to get guest hosts in there. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report, and I think Steve Elkins is still on the microphone tonight. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back Monday. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.